This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get an A for effort, or is it an E for effort? No, it's A for effort. Hi, this is the, we're traveling in the circle of the DJVers now. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a hodgepodge of all kinds of things going on. And I know we're the world's getting to be a little better, at least for a while, because it's not all about the Chinese virus, and it's not all about the situation in Chaz or Chad or... what we need. The program is a focus on all kinds of the ups and the downs of life. And so kind of a library of information. I've learned how many things already. I've learned about 8 or 9 things that I didn't know from listening to my colleagues here so far today. And hopefully you'll pick up some things as well. All right, so let's get to Jennifer and the John Bolton book. What are we... that's out this week, and... It's already been, he's got 87 interviews and people, why would you waste your money? But what is it, by the way? This is 500 and some pages, right? How much does this
book cost? Yeah, it's a long book. And here's something that's really weird. And Victoria said something last week, and I totally agree. She's like, who's going to buy the book? Because the people who are
the audience,
the liberal side of the aisle, are ticked at him because they think if his information is true, he should have come forward before now. And I think Republicans think, number one, if his information was true, he shouldn't have stayed working for the administration. I think we actually agree on that. But then part two is he capitalizing off of this position. And so I think
you still don't agree with me that he was a scumbag from the beginning, though.
Here, you know what? Here's the deal.
You're beginning to waver a little bit on that. I think
watching
he's
that,
the greatest.
No. Because I actually even said after he left, I just think it was a stupid matchup to begin with, because the two of them different foreign policy beliefs and philosophies. It was destined to fail, and they're both arrogant, so they're both going to go back and forth at each other.
But he's a stinger for publicity. That's his.
Yeah, and I guess I never saw that side.
Me,
what I do think
me.
Is that.
Oh, please pay attention to me. I'm over here. Yeah.
You don't do what he's done. I mean, I would use the example of General Mattis. General Mattis will probably write a book, but you do it once the administration is done.
Right.
That's been kind of the thing. It was the same thing with Michael Flynn, by the way, who wrote a book about the Obama administration after the administration was done.
If everybody who got screwed by Trump writes a book, we'll be reading these books until the 12th of never. Anyway.
But I think this is the funny thing. So for the last couple of days, I've had a couple of friends on various sides of the political aisle go, hey, I got a copy of the book. You want it? So somehow I've been sent multiple copies of this book. And I won't tell you by who, because I think it's not, you know, on the up and up. But I think because there is no audience for this book, I think they're sending it out for free to people to kind of go viral so that the information gets out there. Now, anything that you want to know, the salacious stuff is already out there in the interviews. There's going to be nothing more interesting than what he's talked about already ABC, what he's talking about on Fox. I don't know. Am I going to sit down and read it? No, but I might page a piece through it a little bit. Now, there is another book that's coming out from an administration official, and that is Sarah Sanders, who apparently in her book, and I don't think she knew when she was writing this that the Bolton's book was going to come out.
Right?
Yeah, she was the press secretary. So what's interesting in her book is that she describes John Bolton as a man, quote, drunk on power, which is expected to be really soon.
Speaks to Doug's point, right? She worked with the guy.
So, kind of interesting, because I don't think she knew that Bolton was writing the book when she wrote this book, or probably what Bolton was going to say, but she released an excerpt from her book, and she talked about how Bolton betrayed America when he didn't get his way.
Duh.
So, yeah, kind of interesting.
He's useless, no good. Listen, people who say I come down too hard on people or I'm too much of a generalist when it comes to criticizing people. I trust my gut, and you've been around me, all of you, I'm talking to listeners, but also Jennifer and Victoria, I'm rarely wrong when it comes to sizing people up. He's a phony, he's a self-aggrandizer, He needs to have, he needs psychological help as much as anything else, and he needs to shave off that damn mustache. So, and
that's
trim
the best
his eyebrows.
Thing about him.
Yeah, right. Looks like a woodchuck. Anyway, okay, so we've done enough on wasting enough time on bull. Not a waste of time, but you know what I'm saying. There got to be other things around. For example, the most patriotic place in America is not where Victoria is. Where do we go? Where is the? Do we have extremes here, Jennifer? Or like,
I want to know. Yeah, I'm very curious about this.
Criteria.
Like, what's the definition of patriotism? What, you know, what the criteria is? I'm very interested.
So there's a new study.
I'll give you a definition. John Bolton is not a patriot. How about that?
Some would make the argument that he is, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jen, right?
He would make the,
some people on the right make that
argument. He'd make the argument. He would make the argument that he's a patriot for sure. All right. A new study ranked New Jersey the worst patriotic state in America. Wallet Hub released, released 2020's most patriotic states in America, and they used 13 categories to break down which states showed the most patriotism, including the state's military enlistees, the number of adults who voted in 2016, and the number of volunteers in the state. New Jersey came in at number 50 for overall patriotism and number 49 in veterans per capita. Pennsylvania ranked 37 overall. Delaware came in 31. Wallet Hub says many Americans feel their patriotism has been affected by recent protests against police brutality, and many find it hard to celebrate a country that continues to have racist incidents persist. I think there's some opining in this article.
You got to separate this stuff out.
So we have... I'm confused. So we have, so in New Jersey, we have the fewest number of veterans. Is that, was that the stat?
No, that's one of the things on the list. So here you go. You've got the fewest number of voters per capita. You have the fewest number of volunteers per capita. And that blends together.
Volunteers for what?
Patriotism. Just in general, like so, service, basically.
Okay.
Service to the country. So, if it makes you feel any better, California is the third least patriotic. New York is the second least.
Yeah.
So, New Jersey's 50. New York is 49. California is 48. Let's see. Where is...
Massachusetts is
32. And I'll tell
Doug
you, number one...
I think activism is patriotism, and New Jersey is a very... And California is also... There's a lot of activism in New Jersey and California, so... I don't know. The word patriotism...
Those people need to volunteer more.
But I volunteer... Everyone I know volunteers for something. I do animals. Other people do environmental stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm just... I'm
saving cows and horses and dogs
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah.
Anyway,
no, we need to have more of you guys. So New Hampshire is number one, Wyoming number two, Idaho number three, Alaska number four, Maryland number five, Utah number six, North Dakota number seven, Wisconsin eight, Minnesota nine, and South Carolina is number 10. The bottom five, as I mentioned, one, two, three, four, five, is West Virginia, Texas, California, New York, and New Jersey. Now, they break it down by how many veterans live per capita, how many have Peace Corps volunteers. The highest average number of military enlistees happen in Georgia, Alaska, South Carolina, Texas, and Alabama. The lowest number of military enlistees happen in Minnesota, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and North Dakota. Hmm. According to this, they also measure veterans per capita. Alaska has the most, if you can believe it. Alaska followed by Montana, Virginia, Maine, and Wyoming. The fewest vets per capita happen in Utah, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, and New York. The highest number of adults, this one's interesting, who voted in the 2016 presidential election, Maine saw the most, followed by Wisconsin, Colorado, New Hampshire, and Minnesota. And the lowest percentage of adults who voted in 2016 happened in Texas, New Mexico, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Hawaii. Kind of interesting. And if you're interested with the volunteer rate, highest volunteer rate, Utah, Minnesota, Oregon, Iowa, Alaska, and the lowest volunteer rate, California, New York, Nevada, Mississippi, and Florida.
Whew, there's a lot of absorption in this
that?
Area there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Jennifer's true calling is having us understand what it is that we all in our separate states are fulfilling with our lives. I guess that's one of the things. It's really very interesting.
That is my calling.
To see.
No, that's not my calling. Are you kidding?
The dichotomy that we have, and it's becoming more and more. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's healthy to mix things up because we need more understanding of people who are different because there are a lot of different people all around us. We need not to be. It's another one of the Republican, Democrat, draw a line in the sand stuff. doesn't work like that anymore. It probably never did.
Patriotism is Republican or Democrat, though.
No, but I think a lot of Republicans would tell you that they're more patriotic than Democrats. I think
I get that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
Well, I think it's because there are a lot of people on the very progressive side of the Democrat Party who basically want to burn the country down and start over again. And so those people I would consider not to be patriots. Yes, that's correct.
Well, it depends on how you define burn the country down and start over again. There are a lot of things that need to be dismantled.
I believe that America is the solution, not the problem.
Well, we are. Yeah, that's not a... Yes, America is the solution to a lot of problems, but we've created a lot of them ourselves as well. Look at the oil industry and what that's done. It's a... It's not... We're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but are we pretty cool? Yeah. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I would like to spend time in places, more time in England or in Israel, places like that that I find to be just for my cup of... We're all... You see, that's the thing. We're all so different. We need to embrace that and not criticize people for thinking for themselves. And that's one of the problems of the damn school systems today. Everybody is not being taught... They're being taught what to think and not how to think. That's where our real problem begins and ends. What's going on in school? And by the way, parents, I think you should be doing much more of this. My children used to say to me when we'd get in a kerfuffle about something, Megan would look at me and say, Dad, you told me to think for myself. You taught us to think for ourselves. And so don't get mad at me when I have something that varies. And Brendan will say the same thing. But you know what? I'm proud of the fact that they can think things through for themselves. They don't need somebody, some playbook someplace to tell you what to think. That's what's the trouble with the damn, all the technology and the iPhones and the iPads and social media. Nobody's thinking for themselves. They all look at some guru who posts 9,000 hits on social media and therefore they pay attention to that. That's garbage. It's not thinking at all. All right, here is a question. How much would you pay for a private Zoom call with a celebrity? Listen to that clip of the day today at djvshow.com. How much would you pay? What do we got up to, $14,000 for Keanu Reeves, or what was it, for 10-minute date?
$75,000.
No, is it up to $75,000? Oh, wow.
$75,000.
Yep. All right, well, you can hear more of that kind of stuff in our clip of the day, plus the whole program airs around the clock. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new program. We got a whole thing going on a loop, if you will, at djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome to 23 half the hour here on the DJV program. Music in this hour starts with a focus on Live Nation. Ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, all listening, pay attention to this. This is the first drive-in concert series announcement in the entire country. So let's see here. A whole string of shows for next month with Brad Paisley, Nelly, Darius Rucker, John Pardee.
All together?
No. Doesn't look like it's all together. 9 shows titled Live from the Drive-In will kick off July 10th in Nashville. Also in Missouri at Maryland Heights and in Noblesville, Indiana. Brad Paisley will headline all 3 cities, while Darius Rucker and Pardee are going to play in Nashville. Nelly and the Pink Floyd tribute band El Monstero will perform in Missouri. I never heard of that bunch before. El Monstero?
I have not heard of them.
No.
But Nelly's big.
Well, yeah.
Nelly's big. And I'm surprised they didn't put... Nelly has been traveling with country acts lately.
Yeah.
I saw him with Florida Georgia Line, which was incredible. It was a great show. And so I'm surprised that they matched him with that, not one of the country acts.
No, listen, we're going to have a little more variety.
Welcome into country, Nelly.
Fans will watch the concerts from the parking lots of the venues. 4 people in each car, 2 spaces between them. Venue staff wearing masks. Concert goers are required to arrive in face coverings in order to scan their tickets. They'll be able to take off their masks once they are, quote-unquote, seated for the show. Hi, this is very creative. All right, let's see how this works here.
Well, Keith Urban kind of pioneered this, really. Remember when he did that surprise show in Nashville for the healthcare workers? He did.
And Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, Garth did a drive-in?
Garth is doing one. He's doing one in the next week or so. I think actually maybe Friday. He's doing a big one. It's $100 a car for a car of 4. And he's doing it at drive-thrus. Yeah, all throughout the country. I think it's Friday night, actually.
Well, let's see.
I wish one would come near us here in Jersey, because I think it would be great.
In St. Louis at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, Brad Paisley on Friday the 10th, El Monstero on the 11th, and then Nelly on the 12th. In Nashville, John Pardee on the 10th, Brad Paisley on the 11th at the Nissan Stadium there, Darius Rucker the 12th. Indianapolis, this is interesting. The Yacht Rock Review. So who would be in that?
That's the name of the band, I guess. Or there are multiple. I don't know.
Yeah,
Yacht
but you
Rock
make
was
fun
Paris
of that.
Thing. Yeah, because it's like 70s album rock. It's terrible. But Kara, our former producer, loved it, yeah, so I used to like teasing her. Yeah.
John Pardee is on the 11th there in Indianapolis, and Brad Paisley is the 12th. So Paisley looks like the one who's the most active. He's in all three of these these shows. Yeah. Okay, over that weekend. There it is. That's that story. An interesting idea. All right, next up, today's news about Willie Nelson. Bobby Nelson, the sister, going to release some co-written memoir info. Matter of fact, Bobby's going to document her time playing in her younger brother Willie's band for 47 years. Who knew that she was there? Did you know that she was? I didn't either. The memoir is called Me and Sister Bobby, True Tales of the Family Band. She and Willie wrote it together. The book will tell the story of Willie and Bobby's relationship in a manner that switches between the siblings' voices in alternating chapters. That's pretty clever and creative.
Very cute.
Yeah.
The picture of them on the cover is adorable. Yeah. They were a lot younger. Yeah, it's super cute. I didn't know that she was. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know she existed.
He's brought his family. He's really a family man. He brings his whole family into all of this stuff, taking care of all of them. The memoir arrives 5 years after Ritz and Nelson co-wrote the Texas singer's second memoir, It's a Long Story, My Life, his first memoir. Willie, an autobiography, came out in 1988. Me and Sister Bobby, True Tales of the Family.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter demonstrations and protests against police brutality still happening in many U.S. cities, and last night in the nation's capital, police were called in to clear protesters near the White House amid a failed attempt to tear down a statue of President Andrew Jackson. Police entered Lafayette Square with pepper spray, and it was reportedly used to clear the crowd. President Trump tweeting about the numerous arrests made and what he called disgraceful vandalism of the magnificent statue of Andrew Jackson. Six states are holding primaries today. The contests in Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, and Virginia had been delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. South Carolina's runoffs for state-level offices are going on today as originally scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Taking another sip of life's blood, which is information inside the world on the radio. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Ms. Horn, Ms. Keelan, Mr. Stefan here. Did you hear, as a result, I'm not pulling your leg on this one. when I start something like that, Victoria's always waiting.
I like how you say, "I'm not pulling your leg on this one," which indicates right that you have pulled our leg before.
Well, I mean, once in a while, you got to do a little something to keep everybody straight. So the Rolling Stones have taken brown sugar out of their repertoire because of the obvious.
I've been wondering when that was going to happen.
Yep.
That's been, I've seen them do that live, and I've always kind of wondered, how long is that going to stick around?
Well, in light of what's going on today with the movements, I guess they've decided that it's not in their best interest to sing. It's a pretty gross song. If you listen to the lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics are,
you watch
yeah
Mick do his, I mean, it's... it's the movement.
Well, they talk about the
stage
girl, right? But they talk about the female subject being, you know, having her mother was a tent show queen. Those are minstrel shows, and that she was sold in the market in New Orleans. Like, you know, it's a slave song. It's just, I don't know what their motivation. I I don't think that they were writing it to be racist when they wrote it in the 60s.
Remember, it came out in the 60s. So
it's
what
a
is
story
that?
Song, but... Yeah.
Even though that was the time when Martin Luther King was... it was pretty contrary to what Martin Luther King was working on at the same time. But it's no longer a part of the Rolling Stones repertoire. And yes, you were wondering correctly. All right, here's something that has a lot of people shaking their heads or scratching their heads. The story of Steve Bing, who may not be a household name, even though in La La Land he was big, and he was quite a big philanthropist, movie producer. So,
real estate tycoon, apparently.
Yeah, a lot of real estate in L.A. County.
Yeah.
So why would a guy like that in his 50s jump off of a 26-story building?
Well, that's a good question, and that's the question that everyone is asking themselves today. Steve Bing, like you said, he was 55 years old, and he is in the celebrity gossip world. He was linked to Elizabeth Hurley for a long time. He is the father of her son Damian Hurley, who is 18, and Steve Bing jumped from the 27th floor of his luxury apartment building in Century City, and this happened at... the call came into the fire department yesterday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So
this is a brand new building too, right next to the Century City Mall. It's my daughter lives three blocks from there. It's quite a that whole area has been. I think they've gone through that, Jennifer. Actually, that whole area has been kind of gentrified twice, but it's right off of. It's right on the border of Beverly Hills and Hollywood. The building's fabulous, a fabulous area between Olympic and Santa Monica Boulevard. It just is one of those places, and people spend a lot of money. My God.
Oh, it's
money
not
they
cheap.
Spend to live in those buildings. Oof.
Well, yeah, and to have the kind of money that he had, he produced a lot of movies. Probably most famously, the Tom Hanks movie Polar Express, which is the kids' cartoon movie that comes out every Christmas. So the only thing so far that people are saying, and this is TMZ, which they're always right. TMZ's never wrong. They say that apparently that he had been feeling very depressed because of the lack of human contact during quarantine. Mm. And so a lot of people have been saying that he was noticeably depressed. So I don't know if there were drugs or alcohol in his system at the time that he jumped. That's something that, they'll obviously find out later on. But that could be a factor.
Yeah. They take your breath away when you hear stories like this and what people are very, very, there are lots of people. They don't get the attention that Bing does because of his status.
If you're feeling that disconnected, wouldn't you just say, okay, enough with the quarantine, I'm going to reach out to somebody?
Well, you'd think had the resources to do that, or he would have people around him that have the wherewithal to connect him up. Yeah.
But if that's something where people have gotten to that point, of depression or whatever, and it's for us, we're lucky that we can say, we would call someone, but when you're in that altered state of mind,
Was he a drug abuser? Is
I don't
that
know.
Part of the story?
Yeah. No, I mean mental health, altered state of mind. I'm saying if you're not mentally healthy, regardless of drugs or alcohol as an influence, it's not always the logical thing to do to call someone for help.
The situation with Bubba Wallace, another name in the news. NASCAR drivers have united in a show of solidarity for him. And Richard Petty, who is probably the best known of the old drivers and team owner, don't you think? Richard Petty, more people know who he is.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt, I would probably
say.
As a non-NASCAR follower, I know Dale Earnhardt's name pretty well.
So they all have come together enraged by the noose that was put into Bubba Wallace's locker. He's the only black driver at the moment in this. He drives one of Petty's cars, I think, doesn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I don't know whose team he drives for.
Yeah.
But anyway, did Richard Petty come forward to support him or what?
He's all over this. He's no place for this kind of thing.
A lot of the drivers stood with him the other day, and he was, He was had a mask on. He pulled it off. He said, I'm sorry I'm not wearing the mask, but I want you to see that I'm smiling no matter what. You know, no matter what people throw at me, I'm still smiling. So I thought that was kind of cool. That was
well, the picture I saw of him was with his arms around Bubba, you know, embracing him, frankly. That was, but it, I don't know that Petty was always this way. It seems to me that during the dark days of the early time in NASCAR, he might not have had quite the same feeling, but people grow up. I want to, just for a second, Jennifer, you're a friend and my friend. Well, he's very close, much closer to you than he is me, only because of proximity. But Larry and I worked together. Larry Elder and I worked on KVC in the 90s together. I was very fond of him then. And it was because of his, he had a very interesting lifestyle. Let's put it that way. Very interesting character. And now he has, produced a documentary called Uncle Tom, An Oral History of the American Black Conservative, which is you and your father work with him, and he's decided to not be quiet. And I think I talked on the Countdown Show last week with Michael Harrison about the difference between him and another guy that's very active in our business named Joe Madison. I've never been a fan of Joe Madison's in terms of what he does on the air. He's an okay guy. I don't know him as well as I know Larry, but Larry has always been one of these people, when they, people find out he's black, they say, huh? Well, he's not towing the mark. And I wonder how many...
This isn't even Larry's story. This is actually the story of a young man. Larry produced the film and appears in the film, but so do a lot of other black conservatives who have literally been shunned, I think. You want to talk about being called a lot of names. They get called a ton of names when you have black Americans who decide to vote Republican or vote or consider themselves to be conservative. And so it's a story of a young black man who was a Democrat, was moving along with life, started to do some research, realized that it was the Democrat Party that was actually the party of slavery and oppression in the country. And so he evolved.
Yeah, the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. He changed his ways. And so he started to vote conservative and Republican, and he was called a lot of names. He was shut down by his family, a lot of his friends. And so he told a story to Larry. Larry executive produced the film, included other accounts from other prominent black conservatives, and I'm proud of him. He did, I mean, it's a feature-length documentary, and it's really cool. You can get it. It's at UncleTom.com, and you can watch it.
The podcast that I do every week, various things, the American Family Farmer Show, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Your Hidden Power, the Good Day Health Show is the one that gets the most attention, 50, 60,000 downloads. Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus. The current podcast, Good Day Health with Jack, is a focus on how you can adjust the way you live and prevent yourself from getting dementia. It's very important. Get the release, the connection between acupressure, acupuncture, chiropractic, and that sort of thing, how it can affect you, the lifestyle adjustments that will help you keep from getting dementia. That's the focus, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Jack at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Cars.com is releasing its annual American-Made Index, helping those of you who are trying to decide what kind of a car to buy. which of the vehicles have the greatest impact on the economy. So one would assume it would be cars made in America, but then there are people who say, well, there are cars assembled in America, but the parts come from all over the place. Here joining us is Kelsey Mays, who works for cars.com. She's the, I think it's always kind of cool to have somebody who's passionate. I love things that move, and I'm guessing that you do too, Kelsey, right?
I sure do, Doug. It's good to be on the show this morning.
Thank you. All right, so what is the number one finding? Which are the most American-made vehicles on the market? Because that's what we're really talking about. They have the components that are made in America, right? Did I allude to that correctly?
You absolutely did. I'll give you the top three. Yeah, the number one car for 2020 is the Ford Ranger. It's Ford's midsize pickup truck built over near Detroit in Wayne, Michigan. That leads the number two vehicle, the Jeep Cherokee, a popular SUV for Jeep built in northern Illinois. And the number three might surprise some people. It's actually a Tesla. It's the Tesla Model S built out west in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow. So they're made in America, they're assembled in America, and more parts are made in America than any other cars that are assembled in America. Is that what we take away from this?
Yeah, we rank vehicles on a 100-point index value based on five primary factors. We look at where the car is assembled, as you had mentioned. We look at what its parts content is, the percentage of parts that make up the vehicle. We then zero in on engine and transmission sourcing, where those important drivetrain components are from. And finally, we look at kind of jobs it supports on an automaker-wide basis at the U.S. manufacturing level. So you put all those together, and that's where we get our index rankings for the American Made Index from.
So then why are foreign cars on the most American list that you have?
Well, I mean, that's actually one of the things we really wanted to look at when we started this index back in 2006, because the badge on the hood doesn't always tell the full story. In fairness, automakers based here do build a lot of their cars here. Ford builds about 4 out of every 5 vehicles it sells in the United States in America. But Honda makes about 2/3 of the cars it sells here in America, and that benefits, economies in places like Ohio and Indiana and Alabama. So, again, the badge on the hood doesn't always tell the full story when you really get into it.
I know I think BMW's got a plant here. Toyota's got a couple of them. So, yeah, maybe that's it. I suppose that speaks to the American market as well, doesn't it, Kelsey?
Yeah, automakers build cars in terms of just final assembly. That happens in 14 different states. So what we really wanted to do for 2020 was really kind of show everything. And so, our index this year expands greatly versus what it's been in years past, and we rank 91 vehicles in total, all assembled across the United States.
So the Chinese virus and being stuck at home, people wanting now to get out, nobody's going to fly, they're all buying new cars. Buying local important to all the folks who are buying?
Yeah, we did some surveys. We found 70% of U.S. shoppers actually consider a car's economic impact a pretty significant part of their purchase decision. We really zeroed in and asked them during the pandemic whether this had really increased or decreased their desire to buy an American-made vehicle in particular. 37% of it said it had increased. Only 4% said it had decreased. So a pretty moving picture there.
I think that's pretty, it's notable and also maybe obvious. But if you're looking for that which is not obvious and you're looking for a vehicle, you might want to go to check this survey out. It's at cars.com. Cars, C-A-R-S, duh. Cars.com. Good information, Kelsey. Thank you for being here so we could focus on Made in America vehicles here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. FrontSite, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
For us to spend more time, wow, with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's got Jack Stockwell. How's that? Pretty good, huh? You like my enunciation? Jack Stockwell.
I feel more important now.
Who's brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. We'll tell you how you can lose weight the natural way if you haven't gotten this message after all these years. I'll underscore it for you in a little bit. After we talk about nature's antivirals, I got into a whale of, I don't know whether it was an argument. I posted something along the lines of, from your playbook, about how 99% of the people who get the virus, if they have a strong immune system, they get over it. Well, everybody wanted to pick apart the numbers and how many did this. And I mean, I don't usually post that stuff on Facebook for that very reason, because it becomes an obscenity-filled,
sure,
you know, nonsensical.
Oh, yeah.
But I happened to, because I was thinking of you, actually, when I saw it. So anyway, there is a list of antiviral agents you would like to go through with us to help folks build up their immune system. So let's go through that list, shall we?
Well, real quick, whole food vitamin C kind of leads the list.
Listen, everybody, I wish we could find something from Standard Process that could eliminate the allergies. Every person on my staff, no matter whether they're on the air every day or on the air once a week, they have the same. You've got it, I've got it, Victoria's got it, Jennifer's got it. Guests have it. It's a pain in the you-know-what.
You know, every time that wind blows in the West Desert dust, everybody on the Wasatch Front here in Salt Lake starts sneezing for a day or two.
Anyway,
whole food vitamin C. We know that vitamin C is very effective against influenza. There's plenty of studies on the subject. Zinc. Hold on a second.
Vitamin C is also good for diarrhea if you take too much of it. I've noticed... not to get too personal, but I think vitamin C is the most fabulous of all the vitamins. but I do know. Is it the ascorbic acid? What makes you have diarrhea? If you're taking vitamin C, when it's at one
well,
point.
It's if you're using the ascorbic acid based one, your body wants to get rid of that as fast as possible, because it's an unnatural imbalance. Mm-hmm. Most the vitamin C you would get from say a fresh lime or fresh lemon or fresh orange tree ripened has very little ascorbic acid in it. But that's the part of vitamin C that can be synthesized in the laboratory. And so the FDA came out and said, well, all right, we'll call that vitamin C when it's actually just a part of it. It's like taking a steering wheel from a car and saying, well, that's the car.
There's the car. Got it.
Right.
Okay.
And so your body wants to get rid of it really fast, and it'll use any means it can to get rid of it. But in the meantime,
good to know,
it's effective against the flu. Zinc, multiple studies, very important for aspects of the immune system. There's over 300 enzymes in the body we know of that are initiated by zinc.
Can you overdo zinc like you can vitamin C?
If you get the zinc from a food source, no. Anytime you get minerals and vitamins from a food source, if your body doesn't need it, it'll get rid of it right away.
What foods are heavy on zinc?
Oh, nuts. Raw nuts are very good for zinc.
Yeah.
Seafood is good for zinc. Mm-hmm. As well as, most animal sources, but plant sources, raw nuts.
Right.
Echinacea is another very good one that helps immune cells communicate with one another.
What is that? What is echinacea?
It's an herb.
I take it all the time.
Yeah, it's an herb. And it's been known for a long time as a preventative, for one thing, because it just keeps the immune system on alert. A lot of people, due to their diets, the immune system will get a little sluggish. There's licorice, of course, that's very good for bronchitis and clearing out the lungs. And then, of course, garlic, the old standby. Very powerful antiseptic for almost anything that can bother the body.
Right. All right, and if you're a follower of Jack's, you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You know, you can take the symptom survey there. All of these, if they come up in the review of what you need, they're all available from Standard Process, and you can find that through flushing your way through ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website. Jack Stockwell here, as I said, brought to us by the folks at Calitrin. Now is the time. It's always the time to lose weight. It really is. Keeping yourself in shape, that might be one of the third rails here in keeping yourself healthy and strong. Have the correct body weight. That's what you want to have. And a lot of people have gone through this last 3 or 4 months and eaten and eaten and eaten. So they're looking for ways to ditch that fat. And this is the way to do it. Go to toploss.com, the website, for world-famous Calitrin weight loss formula. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, made of all natural ingredients. That's why I love it. Support it. Promote it. Go to toploss.com, use the DJV code, don't have to pay for shipping, and you get the BOGO deal, buy three and get three free. It is a six-month process, so...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.